Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Tuesday evening, May 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Millipore Sigma builds on its legacy as a biotechnology leader in Temecula. Millipore Sigma has solidified its position as a biotechnology leader in Temecula since 1989, growing its site into a hub for advanced biomedical and biotechnical manufacturing. Recent investments, like the Hub Organoids acquisition and a new organoid development lab, demonstrate their commitment to cutting-edge research. Beyond biotech, Millipore Sigma actively supports local education and community initiatives, showcasing a long-term dedication to the Temecula area.
Investor News Breaks Information Services Group rings NASDAQ closing bell to mark 20th anniversary. Ed said, Information Services Group will ring the NASDAQ closing bell on May 5th, 2026, at the NASDAQ market site in New York to celebrate its 20th anniversary. The company has evolved into an AI-centered technology research and advisory firm with 1,500 professionals serving over 900 clients globally. For more details, visit the company's website.
Tech Media Breaks, SkyX Platforms Corp. to deploy smart technologies in French hotel renovation. Tech Media Breaks reports that SkyX Platforms Corp. is set to deploy smart home and building technologies in the renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourgogne, France. The project with Group OTT will include thousands of lighting and safety units in a three-phase plan. For more information, visit SkyX Platforms Corp.'s website. A News Breaks, MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF develops cross-language AI model for intoxication detection. MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF has unveiled a language-agnostic AI speech model to detect drug and alcohol intoxication across multiple languages. This innovation aims to enhance scalable, non-invasive testing for industries requiring high-volume safety screening.
Wild gold discovery drill holes with gold over 200 meters. Intercepts at La Fleur Minerals, Swanson Gold Deposit, point towards a district-scale gold discovery. Near-term gold producer La Fleur Minerals has announced a significant gold discovery at its Swanson Gold Project in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Drill core assays revealed gold intercepts over 200 meters, pointing towards a district-scale discovery. The company's expanding mineralization zones exceed previous estimates, with plans to increase production capacity and resume operations at the Beacon Gold Mill later this quarter.
Mission IR News Breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE. American OHSE appoints Moishe Gubin CEO as Timothy Terry retires. Optimum Bank Holdings announced the retirement of Timothy Terry as CEO, with Moishe Gubin appointed as the new CEO. Braden R. Smith will take over as president of the bank effective May 1, 2026. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000, is a community bank in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, focused on personalized service and innovative financial solutions.
Investor News Breaks, La Fleur Minerals, Inc. appoints VP Exploration and VP Mining Operations. La Fleur Minerals, Inc. has appointed Mark Ducharme as Vice President of Exploration and Mike Petrina as Vice President Mining Operations. These strategic appointments aim to bolster technical and operational leadership for the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. Duchamp and Petrina bring extensive experience in discovery, development, and mine operations, enhancing Lafleur Minerals' capabilities for future growth.
SkyX will deploy its technologies in its first European hotel during a master renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc, a historical hotel in La Bourboule, France. Part of Group OTT, SkyX Technologies will deploy its advanced smart technologies in the historical Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourboule, France, as part of a master renovation project. The renovation includes rooms, suites, bars, restaurants, spa, gym, and more. SkyX and Group OTT plan to collaborate on additional hotels, aiming to revolutionize the hotel industry with time and cost-saving game-changing technologies.
High gold prices reduce bullion demand among non-investors. Surging gold prices in early 2026 significantly weakened non-investment demand for the metal, particularly in the jewelry sector. As gold prices climbed above $5,000 per ounce for the first time, many consumers reduced purchases of gold for personal and decorative use. Overall, rising gold prices are reshaping global consumer behavior, strengthening gold's role as an investment asset while reducing traditional demand for jewelry worldwide.
Investor News breaks: McEwen Inc. to host Q1 2026 conference call May 7th. McEwen Inc. will host a conference call on May 7th, 2026 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss Q1 financial results and project developments. Investors are invited to join the call, which will include a Q&A session. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Investment banking helps UBS record 80% increase in quarter one profits. UBS reported an 80% increase in quarter one profits, reaching $3 billion, thanks to strong performance in investment banking. Analysts were surprised by the impressive results, indicating a solid start to the year. Eyes are now on other players in the sector, like B. Riley Financial Inc., to see how they stack up.
Consumer electronics face chip shortages as AI data centers proliferate. Makers of consumer electronics, like laptops and smartphones, are grappling with chip shortages due to the surge in chip demand from AI data centers. Despite the different chip requirements, companies like Broadcom Inc. are thriving, providing software solutions to the booming data center industry. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communication solutions.
Renewable energy notches new records in the U.S. and globally. Renewable energy in the U.S. hit record highs in 2025 and 2026. With solar and wind sources supplying over a quarter of the country's electricity. Despite federal policies favoring fossil fuels, companies like Frontiers North America Inc. are innovating the use of solid hydrocarbons. These advancements could reshape the energy landscape. For more news on green energy, visit greenenergystocks.com.
XYME opens EV development facility in Germany as it targets European market. XYME has established an EV research and design center in Munich, Germany, signaling its aim to enter the European market. Led by former BMW executive Rudolf Dietrich, the facility is focused on adapting Xiaomi's vehicles to European safety standards and consumer expectations. The company plans to debut in Germany in 2027, with ambitions to become one of the top five global automakers. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.